Local activists are gearing up to speak out this weekend at the You Cannot Erase Us rally. Earlier this week, the New York Times reported the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services circulated a memo suggesting a change in the definition of gender that does not include transgender individuals. Damian Mordecai is the executive director at the Pride Center of Western New York. He says the recent move by the Trump administration can have far-reaching and dangerous consequences.
It would have a devastating impact on transgender people who already face numerous barriers to healthcare, housing, and so on. Rolling back any kind of, you know, the safeguards and returning to like what we had would really place trans people in danger by enabling health insurers, clinics, hospitals, and various other entities that receive federal funds to deny essential care.
Diana Patton is a transgender individual. She's also a Navy vet and co-founder of the We Exist Coalition. The coalition is hosting the rally this weekend. She says the recent news has made her concerned about potential violence against transgender individuals.
If we are not seen as equals to everybody else, and we are seen as subhuman, it's easier for people to attack us both physically and mentally, along with killing us.
So what exactly does she want to achieve with the rally this weekend?
Stop Trump. The more people that speak up and speak out, not just trans people, but everyone, both the LGBT community, allies, black, white, whatever, need to speak up and say this is wrong.
The rally will take place at noon Saturday, Lafayette Square in downtown Buffalo. For WBFO News, this is Angelica Morrison.